From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Assisted reproduction has transformed how and when women conceive and how many babies are born at one time. Quints, quads, triplets, and so many twins. The number of twins born in this country is up 75%. One of every 33 children born in the U.S. is a twin. Fertility drugs boost the number of eggs a woman can produce at a time, and doctors with in vitro fertilization routinely implant multiple embryos in a woman's uterus. Liza Mundy is a reporter for The Washington Post. Her new book, called Everything Conceivable, examines the multi-billion-dollar fertility industry. She says the rise in multiple births and premature babies raises health risks for children and mothers. And Mundy argues that medicine is pushing a woman's natural reproductive system too far.
Our bodies have been really very carefully designed by evolution to ensure that generally we're only going to ovulate one egg a month, maybe two, because one baby is really what we should be carrying. The uterus is a single occupancy room and not really built for more than 10 pounds of baby. But she could conceive 8 babies, 12 babies, 6 babies, and then is faced with a terrible choice of whether to reduce some of these children. And if a patient can't bring herself to do that, that's when we see these really, really large multiple births. And the children are often going to have serious health problems.
This rise in multiple births that you note in the book, it also converges with another trend. These children are often born to older women.
That's right. And IVF, I should say, also contributes to this. Often doctors, when they transfer embryos, because they don't know which one is going to take, will transfer 2 or 3 or 4 or 5. And so even with IVF, which is more controlled, half of IVF babies are born as part of a set. And often it's twins, but often it's triplets. And the older the mother, the more likely she is to be using donor eggs. Donor eggs usually come from very fertile young women, so these embryos are more likely to take. And as a result, yes, the most rapid increase in multiple births has been among women over 35 and particularly women over 40. And that is a real health issue. People think that pregnancy is so safe nowadays, and mercifully it is, but any woman carrying twins or triplets is much more likely to develop preeclampsia, to develop all sorts of serious complications of pregnancy. And of course, the older the mother is, the more likely she is to develop some serious health problems herself.
Now, you really put a face on these stories. In this case, you, in talking about multiples and what multiples mean for women and for couples, there's a story of Melissa Middleton and her husband, Brett. Why is that story so important when we pull back the curtain and try to look at reproductive medicine?
Well, this was a couple who just wanted to have a family life, and they could not afford IVF. And so she used fertility drugs alone. She went to her doctor and she said, I really don't want to have multiples. And the doctor said, oh, it's very unlikely that you'll conceive any more than one. And I find that really surprising because, in fact, it was quite likely. And in fact, they conceived quadruplets. She, like really any mother carrying quads, went into labor very prematurely. They initially thought none of the children would survive. All the children obviously had serious health problems, and one of them, actually the healthiest, contracted an infection, I think it was about 10 days after being born, and died in Melissa's arms. The three other children all came home at various times, in which case their home really became a neonatal intensive care unit. And children born so prematurely are subject to all sorts of afflictions, vision problems, speech delays, physical development issues. This couple has been just absolutely heroic in doing everything they can for their children, but it is a hard row to hoe.
In the spectrum of outcomes using reproductive technologies, how common is this kind of story?
I was just overwhelmed by the number of stories I heard like this. Another woman who conceived triplets through IVF, and two of them were actually identical twins and conceived twin-to-twin transfusion syndrome, which is a serious situation where the twins are sort of sucking nutrients from each other. It's a hard condition to manage. And she also ended up delivering very prematurely, in this case, so prematurely that the babies were dead and dying as they were being born. And I talk about, you know, the choices that couples are faced with. In this case, her choice was whether she wanted to hold her babies as they were dying.
Liza, these are very difficult stories to hear, and I imagine it was difficult for you to report on this and ultimately to write about it. But if we can sort of scale back, go back to the beginning of this process, for those parents who enter this process with so much hope, you know, wanting so badly to bear children, do they know about this? Is this something that doctors warn them about?
I don't think that there's enough warning about the risks of multiples. And doctors will often say, well, parents want twins and we just can't talk them out of it. And it's true. Studies have been shown that many IVF patients who come into the process, as you say, with a lot of hope and optimism, and I'm so sympathetic to that, they come in thinking, well, this treatment is stressful and I've spent a lot of money now. And if I could get two children, you know, for the price of one, you could say, and not have to go through an IVF cycle again, that would be a good thing. And if I get three, you know, that would be okay. What happens now is that patients make the ultimate choice of how many embryos to transfer, and I'm really not sure it should work that way.
Who should have the choice if not the patient?
I think that doctors should be a lot more forceful in their recommendations. And there are some clinics who now basically say to the patient, you don't have a choice anymore. If you're under 36, it's going to be two. That's what you get. That's what we do.
That sort of goes against the American medical system, though, where the patient fights for their rights, where the patient generally has a role in their treatment.
Well, I don't think patients have a role in every aspect of their treatment. I mean, they don't tell the doctor how to perform the heart surgery. And if we had more insurance coverage of IVF in this country, I think that the insurance companies would come in and say, well, look, we don't want to be paying for the health costs associated with a triplets pregnancy. You get two embryos this time, and if it doesn't work, we'll pay for a second cycle. And sure, that's not easy for a patient to go through a second cycle, but I think there are some forces that could come into play to reduce the number of embryos.
That was Liza Mundy. Her book is Everything Conceivable, How Assisted Reproduction is Changing Men, Women, and the World. And you can find an excerpt at our website, npr.org.